James Murphy. Hello, everybody. James Murphy with Evolution for Success. Looking for those seekers of success, people who want to continue to evolve to greater and greater levels of success. And grab your pen, grab a piece of paper, because I got a couple numbers for you. We're going to start today with a nice little math equation. So here are the numbers. Here's the math equation. You ready? 27 plus 44 plus 34. How does that equal 100? 27 plus 44 plus 34, how in the world does that equal 100? Well, I gotta tell you, you know what? Sometimes the equation doesn't quite add up. Things don't quite make sense. And you know what? That's exactly where I was just before dawn on the morning of August 3rd, 2011. It was still, like I said, the pre-dawn morning. The sun hadn't come up over the horizon and it was freezing cold because all I could see was the steam coming out of my mouth in the light of my headlamp that I had on. And I stopped just praying for a moment. I stopped the race just praying for the sun, a little bit of sunshine, a little bit of warmth, anything. I didn't care what it was. And then the pain came. The pain came to my feet and they felt like overused pin cushions that were being stabbed over and over and over again with pins and needles, shooting up my toes, through my feet, up through my calves. Because stopping only meant one thing this far in the race, and that was pain. And so I was in this semi-hypothermic state, and my head, like I said, wasn't quite clear, things weren't quite making sense. And as I started to shiver uncontrollably in the dark, all I could think of was, where in the heck is that darn finish line? And as soon as I asked that question, the second thought came to my mind, which hurt even more than the pain in my feet. And it wasn't actually the thought of it. It was the fact that I actually said it out loud too. It was the two most offensive, disgusting, and humiliating words and embarrassing words to ever come out of my mouth. And there was somebody there to witness it too. And I just said those two simple words. I said, I quit. There it was. In that moment, I quit. And I thought, well, there it go. You said it. And then my mind jumped right back into, and where's that darn finish line anyway? And the war inside my head began. You see, I'd been running at that point in this race for almost 24 hours straight. And in my semi-delirious, tired state, I was somewhere around mile 95 of the Umstead 100-mile ultra marathon. So here I was, it was quiet as could be, right before dawn, but inside my mind raged this tempest storm of thoughts. On one hand, there was like, I quit, stop, you've given everything that you can, just go sit down by that tree over there and don't get up. Nobody ever will know, it doesn't matter, you've given everything, nobody will fault you for quitting at mile 95. But on the other side, I'd created all this leverage and I had made a promise to myself and my truth, more than my word, but my truth inside was I was not going to stop until the ambulance came to take me away. I had told myself that for the last 95 miles. And you know what? There were no flashing red lights around, so I knew that the ambulance wasn't there. So I was raging back and forth and back and forth. And then that other question popped in my mind again, which is, where is that darn finish line anyway? And I said it again, where's that finish line anyway? As I stood there in the dark, shivering with my hands on my knees, head down, totally dejected. And the funny thing about your brain is when you ask it questions, it tends to find the answers to it. And so when I was asking, where's that finish line? The first thing that popped in my head was, you know what? I already crossed it. I crossed it the moment that I was sitting. I remember the time I was sitting at my desk at a friend's house in Colorado. We were staying there in between our drive here to move here to North Carolina. And I was looking through races and I saw the Umstead 100 mile race. And the first finish line was the moment I thought I could do that. I mean, I really thought I could do that. Something I never thought possible. I mean, 20 years previous to that, I was running 2 miles around a track at night, walking 1 mile and running another mile, trying to prove to myself, 60 pounds overweight, that I could run 3 miles. And here I was believing, truly believing, that I could run 100. Because if you would have told me that back then, I would have said, put the straitjacket on. I'm out of here. I'm done. So the finish line happens when we actually believe that we can do something more than we've ever thought possible. And then I thought about the hundreds of finish lines that I'd had in between now and then. Because I was this podcast came around because I was talking to my daughter the other day in the car, and she said, she was telling me about some stuff that she failed at, and I was like, honey, you gotta fail more than you can succeed. You got to fail in order to succeed. And she's like, what do you mean? And so I said, well, you know, the first time I ran the 100-mile race, I think my entry in the race lasted about 2 months before I bailed. I had this little tweak in my knee, and I got all panicked, and I doubted myself. I'd already crossed the finish line and said I could believe it, but I crossed back over that finish line and said, no, I can't. And so I got my money back before the end of the cancellation fee. And then the second year I ran the race, but I didn't finish the 100-mile race. I ran the 50-mile race. And here I was on the third year finally. So I was telling my daughter, look, I technically failed 2 out of the 3 times I signed up for the race. The first time I didn't even race. The second time I only did half of it. And the third time I actually had an opportunity to finish it. So the second finish line happens all the time, which is staying flexible. Things don't always happen in the time frame that we want them to, in the way that we want them to. I certainly didn't want this thing to drag out for 2.5 years, but it did. So we have to stay flexible. Every time you stay flexible and you stop getting mad and frustrated and upset because something doesn't happen the way that you think it should, or the way that it could, or the way that it should, or it has to, or it ought to, you cross a finish line, because the person with the most flexibility always controls the system. So the third finish line, see, and this is the one that I run for. People say, well, why did you ever run a 100-mile race? You know what? It's for that moment that I just described where you're sitting there or you're standing there. And not only are you in the race, you're running it. It's not like everybody watching the Super Bowl. I mean, you're actually one of the players that's there. And it's that last 30 seconds where you're down by 2 points and you're almost within field goal range. And you've given everything that you possibly could. See, I had given everything that I could, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. I was drained to the point that I had said those two most ugly words in the world, which is, I quit. And that was the moment that I lived for, because in that moment is where, you know, it's not your moments of adversity that build your character. It's the moments of adversity that reveal it. And it's in that moment when I dug down in every cell, every pore of my being, and I pulled forward something new that I'd never had before. I pulled it forward, and that allowed me to work through that pain. See, I was at the deepest depths of despair. I said it mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and I dug down deeper than I ever was. Right at the brink of my triumph, I was ready to quit. I pulled down, and I got something a little bit different. And you know what I got? That's what I wanted to share with you today. More than, you know, finish line when you believe something, finish line, you know, by being flexible. What I learned most importantly in that moment is that, you know what? Pain is temporary, but quitting is forever. The pain is temporary, but quitting is forever. And I know that in every fiber of my being now, because I pulled down and that's what was there. That's what gave me strength. That's what gave me power. And that's what allowed me to push through those needles popping through my feet and move forward and start to take another step. And that was my finish line. People ask me, hey, wasn't it great when you crossed the finish line? I was like, no. A race never has that Chariots of Fire moment where the music's starting and you're going in slow motion and it's like, there you go. Dun, 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 dun. No, it's not like that at all. I crossed 100 miles and they gave me my buckle. I said, thanks a lot. I shook the guy's hand. I gave my wife a big hug and I broke down a little bit, saw my kids. But I crossed the finish line at mile 95. It's never the way you think you want it to be. Because see, once you're in motion, there's always finish lines to cross. And you're going to have to cross them over and over and over again. And the best part of all about those finish lines is that's where you come face to face with yourself, because you get to push through fear and doubt and uncertainty. And that builds confidence, which builds into competence so you can do whatever it is that you want. And that's how 27 plus 44 plus 34 equals 100. 27 hours, 44 minutes, and 34 seconds equals a 100-mile race in my mathematics. But really what that represents is 24 months, roughly speaking, 44 days and 34 plus hours and hundreds of finish lines to cross. hundreds and hundreds of finish lines to cross. So never give up. Push through those finish lines today, whether it's keeping the faith and believing, whether it's staying flexible, or whether it's, I don't care if you think you're on the brink of thinking you'll never be able to do it, reach down, grab something deep inside of you and push forward, because that's the human spirit. So enjoy your finish lines today. Enjoy your finish lines this week. We'll see you next week on the podcast of the week. Continue to evolve to greater and greater levels of success in every area of your life. And like I always say, to your continued success.